Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Earlier this year, Governor Kotek signed House Bill 4016, which established the Prescribed Fire Liability Program. The program is intended to increase the use of prescribed fire and cultural burning while supporting fire practitioners with liability insurance coverage for burns that get out of control. Joining the exchange to help us learn more is Oregon State Representative Pam Marsh, who authored the legislation. Welcome, Representative Marsh.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for having me.
And also joining us is Amanda Rao, a prescribed fire coordinator with the Oregon Department of Forestry. Welcome, Amanda.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So, Representative Marsh, did I summarize this program correctly?
You did. The background, in a nutshell, is that we realize that prescribed fire is often a really essential tool on managing our forests. We can thin, and that's important, but without prescribed fire, you just don't have the opportunity to clean up the dust that's on the landscape, and that's of high fire risk. And practitioners are often reluctant to engage in prescribed fire because they worry about the very small chances of a fire getting out of control. Happens very rarely, but it can happen. And it's hard to get insurance sometimes to cover these kinds of incidents. So we put together the Prescribed Fire Liability Fund, set aside $5 million, and the state is saying to practitioners who do everything right, who have conducted their fire according to all the specifications and all the best practices, if a fire, something untoward happens, a fire gets out of control, the state will help you cover the cost of that up to $1 million per incident. So we're the backup plan. We're not the insurance, but we're the backup plan to really reinforce people for using the strategy.
So give us a little background. When did this become a problem?
Well, I think over the last, 5 to 10 years, we are really starting to realize the work that needs to be going on in our forests. You know, for many years, we've suppressed naturally occurring fire that might have helped to clean up forest lands. That's happened for obvious reasons. None of us like the idea of fire, but the result is that we have some forests that are very overgrown and full, really creating high risk for communities that are nearby. So we've started to look at what good forest practices are and how we can make those tracks, especially the ones that sit near developed territories, more safe from fire, although you can never be 100% safe. And thinning and the use of prescribed fire are really the strategies that are available to us. So I would say the last 5 to 10 years, we've started to really focus on acclimating communities to the idea that some fire is good, fire that is used strategically and in the hands of people who know what they're doing, and really a risk factor or a factor to protect us from much more dangerous fires that could otherwise occur.
And to that point, people who know what they're doing, because most fire is bad. Let's talk with Amanda. You're a prescribed fire coordinator. Tell us about your role.
Yeah, part of what I do for the Oregon Department of Forestry is coordinate a program called Certified Burn Manager Program. And what that does is tends to the risk management side of the equation. That's how we keep ourselves out of trouble. That's how we keep burns where we want them to be.
Amanda, say that again because you broke up a little bit.
Okay, so what I was saying is that I manage the Certified Burn Manager Program for the department. And the Certified Burn Manager Program tends to the risk management side of the equation, which means how we keep ourselves out of trouble when we're burning. And that's what was being referred to with folks who know what they're doing, right? And so we teach people how to safely execute prescribed fire through good planning and preparation and thoughtful implementation and coordination with fire response agencies. And what that does is it sets up folks who get that certification to be able to utilize the Prescribed Fire Liability Pilot Fund. That's in addition to cultural fire practitioners who typically have a skill set that is passed down through culture and tribes. And so that is another avenue whereby expertise is utilized, and that provides access to the liability claims fund as well. But what we're really tending in our program with the certified burn manager side of things is teaching and training in the effective use of fire to really avoid the liability.
So are people out there, whether they're certified or not, starting fires for controlled burns, for whatever reasons they believe they needed to start the fire, and you're taking these people and training them in proper techniques? Is that what I'm understanding?
I would say that that's a minor component. The larger group of people that I am certifying and training are folks who haven't necessarily been using fire as a tool. Many of them have a lot of experience with suppression of fire, but they don't have a lot of experience with working with fire as a tool on the landscape. So I would say that more of what the work that we're doing in the program orients towards is taking folks who know how to put fires out and working with them and teaching them how to use fire. The other side of that is capturing those who may have been doing it without all of the knowledge and tools and skills to do it safely. But I would say that's a minor component. Most people are appropriately afraid of fire, and what they need to learn is, you know, how to use it and how to bring it into use for ourselves, as opposed to working with it on its terms. And so a lot of this is about doing just that kind of work.
And about how many people go through your training on a regular basis?
We just completed our fifth delivery of the training in Sisters. We have 30 people who have been certified through what we call historical recognition, and that acknowledges that they have already been through training through the federal government or other entities who oversee burn manager trainings. There's other states that have certified burn manager programs. We have 3 people who have made it through the training and field certification program to become new certified burn managers who didn't have that historical recognition. And then we have, we probably have about 40 people now who are in training, which means that they have to participate on live fires, on live prescribed burns, as a leader, being mentored by someone who's certified in order to complete their certification. So we have a lot of folks who are in the process of completing their leadership certification, and that means we need a lot of burns for them to participate in, which connects with the prescribed burn associations, which actually started in the Rogue Valley in Southwest Oregon and have slowly grown in popularity across the state. And we have a few others going now as well.
My guests are Oregon State Representative Pam Marsh and Amanda Rao from the Oregon Department of Forestry. You can join the conversation by email at jx@jeffnet.org. So, Representative Marsh, wildfires are an expected part of life for all Oregonians, and we all know that. What led you to be the leader on this approach to mitigating risks?
Well, first we should note, while wildfire is expected, it's not welcome. You know, our community has really been invested in these issues since I would say about 2018, when we experienced 6 weeks of choking smoke. We didn't have the fires here, but we certainly had the smoke here. And people started to really ask some existential questions about whether or not they could continue to live here, whether they could make a living here. And we really started to look at what the rational protective factors might be for a community that is extremely vulnerable to wildfire and to smoke. We are very lucky in that we have some players who are far along in this work. The city of Ashland's been doing work in its watershed for probably 15 years or maybe even more. So in this community, we've had exposure to what good forest work looks like. And it is common for us to look up and see whiffs of smoke in the off season when we know that prescribed burning is happening in the hills above Ashland. We also said, as Amanda noted, we have fire practitioners who have really come together to learn about how we do this work in a safe way, to support each other, to expand the use of prescribed fire. So I would say, from my perspective, this is a necessary part of my legislative portfolio, because smoke and fire and good actions to make us as safe as possible are front and center for a community that's so vulnerable.
You know, back in 2020, Senator Ron Wyden introduced legislation in Congress addressing this issue of prescribed burns. And I think it was seeking more than $300 million in congressional funding. You endorsed that legislation. Can you describe it and what happened?
I did, and that is still pending. I just read an update on it. There was some slight hope, perhaps, that it might slip in in the post-election cycle, because Senator Wyden has really been a leader on this, because, again, the same realization that prescribed fire is a tool that we need to be encouraging on a national basis, and the federal government has resources that could really be put toward this work. The legislation would aim to increase the number of acres that are burned by 10% a year. It would establish fire counts at the Department of Agriculture and Interior. And as you noted, it would allocate $300 million for this work. So we'll see. We should all be grateful to him for being a leader on this front. Clearly, Congress is in lots of upheaval right now, so I don't know what the prospects are for getting it passed in the next few weeks.
Well, we have a question from Krista in Eureka. And she's wanting to know, is there an equivalent training program, such as what you're doing, Amanda, for landowners in Humboldt County?
Yes, California has a certified burn manager program. It actually inspired the development of the program here in Oregon. It's referred to as CARX. And so I think if that caller were to Google CARX and look up Cal Fire and prescribed fire, they would find access to more information about that. And I believe there's also a prescribed burn association there in Humboldt County, which might be a good resource as well.
I appreciate that. Talk about the number of prescribed burns across the state per year, and what would you consider to be a sufficient number of burns during the winter to manage wildfires during the summer?
Well, that's a very tough question to answer. I think especially after we've just experienced a wildfire season that ended up resulting in almost 2 million acres burned across the state. So each time we have something like that, we need to recalibrate how much needs to be burned relative to what just burned. We know that the Forest Service alone has millions of acres planned that they're trying to get to, and we just don't even have a handle on what the need is outside of that landscape. There isn't any kind of analysis on that. What we are trying to do is track better, and we're using the prescribed fire liability pilot program as part of that. So when people log in their information to enroll their burns, it enables us to track more prescribed fire. The prescribed fire acres that are currently tracked in the state are through the smoke management program. And so the last amount that I recall was from 2022, we had numbers of around 160,000 acres. It generally goes between 100 and 200,000 acres. But that's only forestry-related burning that gets tracked through the Oregon Smoke Management Program. And that does include Forest Service burning. But the reality is we know that we're in a deficit, and we know that a lot of this has to do with the burning happening in the right place and the right time for the right reasons. So the Certified Burn Manager Program is really training around lower complexity burns, but ones that we would hope to see happening in communities, in places where they offer more protection and safer places for firefighters to work. And that's really where these prescribed burn associations are doing most of their burning, is in and around communities. Many of these burns are happening right around homes. And that's really where you're going to get the most protection in many cases. Now, it doesn't speak to the need for forest health and all of the benefits that come from fire that are beyond just wildfire reduction and, you know, safety, but also the benefits of fire on the landscape.
Well, I appreciate that. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks, Amanda, and thank you, Representative Marsh.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
My guests were Oregon State Representative Pam Marsh and Amanda Rao, a prescribed fire coordinator from the Oregon Department of Forestry.